The Eucharist according to the Fathers of the Church. St. Ignatius of Antioch. The Eucharistic faith of the age of the Apostolic Fathers is given in an extraordinarily clear way by St. Ignatius of Antioch in his seven letters, written on his way to be fed to the wild beasts in the Colosseum around the year AD 107. The Real Presence. In his letters, St. Ignatius was combating the Docetist heresy, which denies the true humanity of Jesus, holding that he was a man only in appearance and not in reality. In order to refute this error, Ignatius brings in the doctrine of the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist as evidence against it. For if Christ did not have a true humanity, then the realism of the Eucharistic conversion would make no sense. If Christ were not true man, then the consecrated host could not be his true human body. St. Ignatius is relying for proof of Christ's humanity on what he puts forth as a very solid and popular belief in the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. Since we truly receive Christ's flesh in the Eucharist, Christ is true man and not a mere apparition of the divinity. The Docetists were thus the first heretics to deny the real presence of Christ's humanity in the Eucharist. St. Ignatius speaks against this Eucharistic consequence of Docetism in the letter to the Smyrnaeans. Quote, "They abstain from Eucharist and prayer because they refuse to acknowledge that the Eucharist is the flesh of our Savior Jesus Christ, which suffered for our sins and which the Father by his goodness raised up." End quote. This is a very strong witness. The Docetists are condemned by Ignatius for refusing to believe that the Eucharist is the very flesh of our Savior Jesus Christ, that same flesh that suffered and died on Calvary and was raised from the dead on Easter, and that same blood that was poured out for our sins. In Letter to the Romans 7, Ignatius speaks still more passionately of the realism of the presence of Christ's body and blood under the species of bread and wine. Quote, "My passionate love has been crucified. I take no pleasure in corruptible food or the pleasures of this life. I want the bread of God, which is the flesh of Christ, who is of the seed of David, and for drink I want his blood, which is incorruptible love." End quote. Drawing on John 6 and alluding to the tree of life in the Garden of Eden, St. Ignatius refers to the Eucharist as the medicine of immortality in his letter to the Ephesians. Quote, "At these meetings, you should heed the bishop and presbytery attentively, and break one loaf, which is the medicine of immortality, and the antidote which wards off death, but yields continuous life in union with Jesus Christ." End quote. The Eucharist is the antidote to death, precisely because it gives continuous life, that is, eternal life, by feeding us with union with Jesus Christ. Sacrament of Ecclesial Unity. Another aspect of Ignatius's Eucharistic teaching is his emphasis on the ecclesial dimension of the Eucharist. The Eucharist unites us with Christ's physical body and blood in order to unite us more closely with his mystical body, the Church. Every Eucharistic celebration pertains to the entire Church and is part of her public worship. The liturgy, and the Eucharist in particular, is therefore the act of worship of the whole Christ, head and members, hierarchically ordered. The liturgy is a prolongation or continuation of the priestly worship of Christ. Because the Eucharist is the sacrament of Christian unity, St. Ignatius stresses the role of the bishop in the Eucharistic celebration. In the letter to the Philadelphians 4, his reference to the Eucharist emphasizes the obligation of celebrating it in union with the bishop. The Eucharist is presented as the source of Christian unity by giving the faithful communion the one flesh and blood of Christ. This unity must be liturgically represented and preserved through communion with the bishop. Quote, "Take care, therefore, to participate in one Eucharist, for there is one flesh of our Lord Jesus Christ and one cup that leads to unity through his blood. There is one altar, just as there is one bishop, together with the council of presbyters and the deacons, my fellow servants. in order that whatever you do in accordance with God. End quote. The connection between the Eucharist and the bishop is stressed again in the letter to the Smyrnaeans 8. Quote, only that Eucharist which is under the authority of the bishop, or whomever he himself designates, is to be considered valid. Wherever the bishop appears, there let the congregation be, just as wherever Jesus Christ is, there is the Catholic Church. End quote. In his letter to the Ephesians 5, Ignatius writes, let no one be misled. If anyone is not within the sanctuary, he lacks the bread of God. For if the prayer of one or two has such power, how much more that of the bishop, together with the whole church.